continuing on in Hebrews chapter 11. Paul starts large, speaking of faith in general, that it has sight of our living in and from God, that He has created all things and us with that. And then he narrows down to cases from Abel to Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and he steps through periods of Abraham's life. Now he's broadening out again with verse 13, and all the way through 16, and then he can pick up again with Abraham. So, let's just continue on with this. So the summary in 13 is a summation of all the ones who have gone before. So he has made some of this point with Abraham, but now he is going to make it for all of them. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them. Now this is the ESV, so it's going to sound a little different to those of you who have because of New King James. But having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Now this is, there's an awful lot here, but what I want to point out primarily this evening is the layered nature of what Paul is saying, and that it builds, so to speak. It doesn't build forwards, it builds backwards. He starts with the end point, so to speak. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? He says, these all died in faith. Now we're all the way at the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And way back in the 4th chapter, he has announced what is really the focus in so many ways of the book. The focus is that to these Jewish folk that he's writing to, that, as he says before, he says, quoting from Joshua or from Psalm 95, he says, now it's clear that Joshua, even though he led the children of Israel into the promised land, did not give them rest, he says. And so his premise is, he says, is that there remains a rest for the people of God. That's his focus. There's a rest coming. He says, and I fear, he says, lest some of you won't make it. And so here's that theme coming up again. All of these died in faith. They made it, in other words. So here's that theme coming up again. They, as he says in the remainder of the verse, he says, they saw the promise, they greeted it from afar, and they, in our modern parlance, they went for it. They were single-minded, so to speak. And that's what Psalm 95 is about. He says, don't stop here. You have to go forward. Don't be like those ones whose bodies fell in the desert, he says. Don't be like those ones. So he Paul is describing what this looks like. The focus on the end is what enables the walk, is what Paul's point in this entire verse is. The focus on the end is what enables the walk. He says, these all died in faith. They had a life of faith that went on to the end. And then he says, they didn't receive in this life. They died in faith, but they didn't receive in this life. Now, he doesn't say it, but the parallel is very clear to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus died in faith. As Psalm 16 says, you won't allow my body to see corruption. You won't allow your Holy One. The Lord Jesus went right to and into and through death in faith. And that's precisely what Paul is exhorting believers to do. Here's a promise. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. That's the only life that can endure, is one that sees the promise all the way through to the end of life without necessarily, and in this case, without, for sure, the embrace of the promise. So there is a seeing and a greeting of the promise from afar. So what clearly Paul is saying by the way that he says it, and he says, they acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. How is it that the believer perseveres? How is it that he goes on with an embrace of the promise? Well, what he is saying to you and to me here tonight is, we can't die in faith if we don't live as a stranger and an exile here. We can't die in faith if we don't live as a stranger and an exile here. We can't see the promise and greet it from afar if we're not living as a stranger and an exile. It's one thing to say, well, I'm on my way to the promised land, but I'm embracing the world as I go. And Paul says, no. And that was his concern with those ones to whom he was writing. But what does it look like to actually embrace that promise and live in faith toward a promise? Well, you have to live with the tenor, with the promise in your heart. And the promise is not right here, is it? The promise is out there, so to speak. The real promise that Abraham had was not that ground under his feet. The promise was heaven. And the ground under his feet was only a picture of heaven. That's why God didn't give it to him as a permanent possession, because it only pictured the city that had foundations. And so every good gift that God gives to you and me, every material possession, every answer to prayer, everything that is good, that clearly comes from God's hand, is like that promise of Canaan to Abraham. We take it, we're thankful for it, but it's only a picture of that which is where the giver is. And he's in heaven. And if we take it as, oh, I can relax here, we're taking the wrong sign from it. So when Paul says, these all died in faith, the dying in faith is in that sense contingent on living as a stranger and an exile. He says they all embraced the promise and greeted it. We can't do that. We're not living as strangers and exiles. It goes bottom up in that verse, and it's important for you and I to understand it like that.